Tuesday, April 30th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we commemorate St. Pius V, Pope. St. Pius V was born near Alexandria in Italy in 1504. He entered the Dominican order and taught theology. After being ordained a bishop and named a cardinal, he became pope in 1566. He vigorously implemented the reform of the church begun at the Council of Trent, promoted the spread of the faith, and renewed divine worship. He died on May 1st, 1572. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen. Alleluia." Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flocking shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. Men at Meribah and Massah, they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. And the morning prayer hymn. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. Rise and shine forth, for your light has come, and upon you breaks the glory of the Lord. For the darkness covers the earth, and the thick clouds the people. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. But upon you the Lord shall dawn, and in you his splendor shall be revealed. Your light shall guide the Gentiles on their path, and kings shall walk in your brightness. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. Wonder and thanksgiving shall fill your heart, as the wealth of nations enriches you. You shall be called the city of the Lord, dear to the Holy One of Israel. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. You who were desolate and alone, a place unvisited by men, shall be the pride of ages untold and everlasting joy to the nations. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. No more shall the sun be your light by day, nor the moon's beam enlighten you by night. The Lord shall be your everlasting light, and your God shall be your glory. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. No more for you the setting of suns, no more the waning of moons. The Lord shall be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall come to an end. Sion, sing, break into song, for within you is the Lord with his saving power. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The one who came down from heaven has ascended above all the heavens. Alleluia. Psalm 24. The Lord is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant at war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter the King of Glory. Who is he, the King of Glory? He is the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. King of Glory, Lord of power and might, cleanse our hearts from all sin, preserve the innocence of your hands, and keep our minds from vanity, so that we may deserve your blessing in your holy place. Repeating the antiphon. The one who came down from heaven has ascended above all the heavens. Alleluia. And the second antiphon. Keep this day as a festal full day, and give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Tobit, chapter 13. Blessed be God who lives forever, because his kingdom lasts for all ages. For he scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the netherworld, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand. Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there. Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father, and God forever. He scourged you for your iniquities, but he will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles, among whom you have been scattered. When you turn back to him with all your heart, to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you, and no longer hide his face from you. So now consider what he has done for you, and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of ages. In the land of my exile I praise him, and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right thing before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy. As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, keep this day as a festival day, and give praise to the Lord. Alleluia. And our third antiphon, the mercy of the Lord fills the earth. Alleluia. Psalm 33. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, with the ten-string lute, sing him songs. Oh, sing him a song that is new, play loudly with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean, he stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, all who live in the world revere him. He spoke and it came to be, he commanded it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own design shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth. He sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers of the earth. He who shapes the hearts of all them, and considers all their deeds. The king is not saved by his army, nor warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse, despite its power it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, nourish your people, Lord, for we hunger for your word. Rescue us from the death of sin, and fill us with your mercy, that we may share your presence and the joys of all the saints. Repeating the antiphon, the mercy of the Lord fills the earth. Alleluia. And a reading for this morning is from Acts chapter 13, verses 30 through 33. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second Psalm, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. And the responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, peace I leave with you, alleluia. Peace is my gift to you, alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. Peace I leave with you, Alleluia. Peace is my gift to you, Alleluia. Enter intercessions. By his own power, Christ raised up the temple of his body when it had been destroyed in death. With joy, let us ask him, Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. Christ our Savior, when you rose again, you brought to the holy women and the apostles the joyful news of a world redeemed. Make us witnesses to your risen life. Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised all people that we would rise again to newness of life. Make us heralds of your gospel. Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You showed yourself to your apostles and breathed the Holy Spirit on them. Renew in us the presence of the new Creator, Spirit. Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. You promised to be with your disciples to the end of the world. Stay with us today and remain with us always. Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together, and Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, you restored your people to eternal life by raising Christ your Son from death. Make our faith strong and our hope sure. May we never doubt that you will fulfill the promises you've made. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.